Hello and welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. I hope you're all keeping yourselves sane, entertained, and safe during this lockdown time. As you rejoin the idiots that play Esposito, the battle continues to save some innocent dwarves and get them off their embattled planet. Now, unlike the lockdown dwarves, you shouldn't be trying to escape your homes. This isn't a metaphor or a secret message. Please, don't try and escape your homes, except for essential goods and a daily bit of exercise. Remain indoors! Thanks for listening and following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'd love it if you gave us a rating or a review, if you have the time. That'd be much appreciated. I know you have the time. You're only allowed outside once a day, so why not spend that other time that you'd be, I don't know, commuting or whatever it is that you kids do, you could give us a rating or a review. But that's enough of me. Welcome back to Esposito. Enjoy the show. I've got two laptops open. I couldn't figure out which one that I needed to press stop on. I figured it out, though. Don't worry, guys. I'm on top of this. So, last time, Dumas and Dora set off to a plaza to scout out the area around the spaceport where you were hoping to manage to evacuate this group of well over 100 dwarves from the dwarven homeworld so that they can join the refugee fleet. Meanwhile, Hud and Rebook set about blasting away through the buildings to create a sort of protected path for those civilians to get them to the spaceport. The point we're at now is the civilians are all in the building on the edge of the plaza, able to make a break for it. Dumas has a view of the whole battlefield. There are 19 Zamorin soldiers and a patrol of 3 Zamorin soldiers that appear every now and then. There's also 20 dwarves that seem to be fighting for the Zamorin. As a defense, there are 10 Dwarven Guards and 2 defense mechs. There's also an unused gun turret. Dora managed to have a quick chat via mental missive with Sergeant Ethelwald of the Dwarven Defense Force, who relayed information regarding patterns in the fighters and how they're controlled by control ships in groups of about 15. And that is as far as I remember in my tequila-fueled rage. Anyone got any other memories?
Did you talk about bursting through the buildings and stuff?
Yeah.
You did talk about that, sorry.
Then I coughed.
And that killed the 13 dwarves. Damn you, yeah. Coronavirus.
Yeah, you lost some of those dwarves on your jolly jaunt by blowing a hole in a slightly unstable part of building. It wasn't too bad.
For uncontrolled demolitions, I say we did pretty well.
Yeah,
it was a good effort.
It's awakened a passion for demolition inside me.
Oh, good. That could only go well.
Are we going to mention and like really date this episode by mentioning how close we are seemingly to world destruction, by the way?
I don't think that dates it, Aaron. I think that's just a week-by-week basis.
Are we talking about the pandemic or the World War III or Brexit? Which one?
100 seconds to midnight, guys.
Yeah, 100 seconds to midnight. Like, how good a fucking metal band name is that?
I mean, it's one up from 30 seconds to Mars.
I know which one I'd rather be.
I mean, I also don't think it's dating it because either the world will end or will remain at this constant state of nearly dying.
I hope it remains at the constant state of nearly dying, if only so that we can get a sponsor.
Yeah, same. It would be nice to get a sponsor before the world ends.
If anyone's listening.
Half a pack of flips here that needs finishing.
Wow, hold on.
It could be you, Flips.
I'm impressed there's half a pack left.
Yeah, I've been out for tea.
I'm also about half a pack left, but I've only just started eating them.
Yeah.
I didn't have any flips for me, so I've just finished up a big bag of pop chips.
Oh, mate, I got some pop chips.
If we can get sponsored by either Flips or Pop Chips, I'm fucking on for that.
Imagine if we got sponsored by both, Flip Chips. Holy shit.
Oh, good God. If they do that now, we can sue them because that was our idea.
Yeah, yeah. Trademark. I don't know how it works.
Copyright, Flip Chips.
We will out and out say that Flips and Pop Chips are the official snacks of Esposito.
And if we don't get some dinero from this, we're going to flip shit, let alone Flip Chips.
And I'm about ready to pop.
That's Pringles, not Flips.
If it's Pop Chips.
Pretty sure it's Pringles.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Your Pringles whole thing was once you come, you can't stop.
That'd be awful.
Oh, constant state of orgasm.
Yeah, you just have to like really keep hydrated, stay away from playgrounds. Just
you'd be sure oh god.
That's the special hell, isn't it?
Can we just play some Esposito?
Yes, let's do that. Right. Right, so here you are. Dumas, you're up on a balcony on the 9th floor.
Yeah.
With a good sight of the plaza. Firing range is at the edge of your capacity, but still within range. Dora, are you still down in cover behind that crash car, or did you head back?
I think I was planning to head back at the end of last session, but then I didn't actually do it yet.
Okay, so you're still behind the wrecked car.
Yeah.
Philly and Hard, you are... Not Philly, shit. Oh.
Oh, no.
My bad.
It's been a while, Joe.
Reboot, it has been a while. Like, he's been in it far less than Reboot. Reboot and Hud, you're at the back of this building, I guess. You still need to make your way through to the atrium, but, you know, there's floor maps and things like that. It won't be hard to get there. There's one that says you're here, atrium here, Dumas here. That's, God bless this visual medium.
Get it trending.
Get it trending. God bless this visual medium. Hashtag it. So yeah, what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to cast a spell.
On you.
No, you're not.
But in space.
Okay, I'm going to use an Esper ability.
I think it's a technique for you.
Still in space.
I'm going to use
a forging ability.
I'm going to use a forging ability. I'm going to cast Illusory Point.
1 point.
Do you win an argument on the internet?
I'm going to cast Illusory Point to basically create the image of an office chair just where I am, basically obscure where I'm sat, make it look like a normal office in a five-foot cube.
That's exciting.
It's basically minor illusion, but we can edit that out for space reasons.
Not to be that guy. Isn't minor illusion like a small illusion?
Yeah.
That sounds like a five-foot illusion.
Or maybe a four-foot illusion because he's a dwarf.
That's a good point. Well, but he doesn't stand in a four-foot building, does he? I don't work in six-foot buildings.
So what's the issue? I'm confused.
Just about the capability of the power.
He's just making a chair to, like, an illusory chair.
Yeah, it's just like making, like, where I am, I'm just making, like, a desk.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Some office stuff, so if someone looks up, they won't see me there, they'll see a desk.
He's like the world's most boring CAD designer.
Yeah. I'm just using it as camouflage, really.
In that case, I'm fine with it. So you're hiding behind an illusory desk?
Yeah, essentially.
All right, I like it. Cool, yeah, you've done that.
Shazam!
Can you see through the illusion? Or do you have to peek your head out?
I mean, I guess it's not explicit. I guess you can say that. Like, if I'm inside it, do I just see solid wood? Or do I clip, like, in a badly coded video game? It's kind of up to you, but I guess I don't know.
I'm going to say that you would have to look over your illusory desk. But you're also aware it's an illusion, so you can just sort of stand in it.
Yeah.
If you look through it, so it would just be, like, the eyes, nose, and front part of the face of a dwarf sticking out of an office chair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite a long way up, so hopefully it should still work as good.
Does it look like someone's upholstered a chair with the skin of a dwarf?
Like that scene in Beauty and the Beast, where all the furniture comes alive and attacks people.
Like fucking Buffalo Bill's going into, like, office supplies.
Yeah, it's a bit much nicer than the Ed Gein thing I was thinking, but we'll go Beauty and the Beast instead.
Tom, can you do me a favor and as Dumas, like, walk into the middle of the illusory desk and start pretending to swim?
I didn't realize that was a fetish of yours.
Hey,
is this a reference I've missed?
It looks like the game is glitching. You're in the middle of the desk, you're swimming, it's... Fuck you. That was aggressive. I take it back.
I could sit in the desk and shoot people, if that helps.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. Let me know when and I'll start shooting people.
I'm not telling you.
Well, I'm just seeing if anyone else wants to do something while I'm casting a forging talent, and then I'll shoot people.
Are the dwarves still inside the building? The dwarves we're escorting?
Yeah, they've not left the building because that's... So, it's glass-fronted?
Oh. Okay, so they're at the rear of the atrium. Is it all glass on the interior as well?
No, there's plenty of spaces that they can take cover.
How many of these dwarves were armed? Because there were some soldiers there, and then we gave weapons out to some backup dwarves as well.
Yeah, I think there was about half a dozen.
Yeah, there's only about six.
But then there are the other half a dozen or so actual soldiers.
I think we should probably keep them with the civilians. Obviously, they can support us should we need it, but I think we should keep them with the civilians to protect them.
I mean, we could go all in and have like an enemy at the gate scenario. The dwarf with the rifle shoots. The dwarf without the rifle picks up the rifle.
I don't think we want to go Red Army like the Siege of Stalingrad, Tom. Like,
if it gets desperate, we're going Red Army.
You went for the nuclear option real quick there, dude.
No, protect these guys. Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe we leave the ones that we've armed with them and have the soldiers ready to support us if things go tits up.
Oh, yeah, I think having it sort of like second waves. So if we need to fall back into the building, they can cover us.
Hood, can you send a message to the soldiers in the port telling them that we're about to attack and when we unleash fire, they should join in, return fire. We'll have them in a pincer movement.
So it's Dora who's been in contact with them, isn't it?
It is, mate.
I message over to Dora and I say to her, Dora, have you still got contact with the defenders over there?
I'm still here and I'll just take a sip of some alcohol.
Are you still drinking?
No.
You know what? Fine. Okay.
What am I going to do? I need something to wash these pills down.
Oh, Dora. Nah, to be fair, now's not the time. Just do me a favor and tell them we're about to unleash hell.
Right. Any particular strategy or context for that, or just leave it?
I should probably be more specific. Tell them to keep up as much fire as they can, and we're going to try and divide their numbers. We're going to attack from the other side, try and do as much damage as we can, just take them apart on two fronts.
Like a big wasp sandwich, so to speak. Crunchy. Okay. I will cast Mental Missive to Ethelwald. All right, mate. We're about to unleash hell, so to speak.
So you want us to start attacking from our side and you'll attack from the other side? I know what unleash hell means.
Oh, right. Good to know. But also, just a quick question. That gun turret, is that an anti-air gun or is that... Can we fire that at the wasps?
He turns and looks and says, oh, that's a ground turret. We have anti-aircraft turrets currently dealing with the spaceships that are attacking us.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe we get on that and shoot some people from that as well. One of you guys from inside. How many do you have inside?
Well, there's another 10 of us, but we'd like to keep 5 back to defend civilians inside.
Okay, so 15 dwarves, 2 mechs and a gun turret is what you have on your side.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was a setup for a joke.
Well, if you want to make one, feel free, but do you think this is a bloody time? Get your head in the game! We're about to unleash hell!
Hey, Dora, am I clear to fire?
How far away are the dwarves from me, John?
How far away are they from you?
The good guy dwarves. Can I get to the gun turret?
Interesting. What's the range of Mental Missive? I don't remember exactly how far away you were.
120 feet was...
So you're 120 feet away from them.
Okay. Can I see like a line of that I can maybe stealth through, like cover towards them?
Stealth is possible maybe for another like 30 feet, but then you're kind of, you're at sprinting range then across a fairly open field.
Do you know what? I will stay where I am for now, and I'm going to cast Barrier on myself, which gives me +2 to AC for 10 minutes.
Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger. That's not a thing. Ugh.
I think it's a Phantom Menace quote, isn't it?
Roger, Roger.
Have we not been through this before, Roger? I swear you were saying it last session.
Yeah, I said Roger Dodger a lot last session.
Okay.
It was really annoying. I couldn't stand it. I don't know how you guys managed to keep playing.
I'm going to say to Dumas, go ahead, mate. Let's unleash that bloody hell.
Righty-o. Pop in a wasp.
And I'll also try and pop a wasp as well as he does it.
I cock back my rifle with a explosive round loaded into it. Giggity. I fire on the nearest one to me who I have the best line of sight on.
Okay, you can certainly do that. Just a sec. I'm going to draw myself a map so I can use that as reference.
I mean, it's probably good that you do that now because you couldn't have foreseen this fight coming. Given that we ended the last episode here.
You couldn't have spent days making it for us to instantly ignore it.
Yeah. That would exactly be it. Oh, we've changed our mind. We should just go.
Yeah, it's not worth doing until you're actually there.
John, are you sure you haven't placed the Zamorant's engine room right next to us?
Hey, the whole fun about D&D is that there are many options to each solution and problem. And you know what? You happen to find the good one in season one.
To look at on the most useful one.
The one time when you don't want us to be efficient.
I know, right?
Yeah, what were the odds?
Yeah, that wasn't where you were supposed to go in, but oh well.
Yeah, it was Mike's bizarrely good rolling to get us docked.
Mm.
There's no way you could count on that. All right, I'm good to go. You are firing at a Zamorant soldier.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay.
Roll your attack with a plum.
With a plum, but it would never. It would just roll off the table. Round. There's no sides or numbers on it.
Good work. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Thanks. It's a 19.
A 19 hits.
Oh boy! Here we go. Sneak attack with an explosive round and the enlarge spell.
Does enlarge do something to ranged attacks?
Yeah. It makes my weapon fucking big.
Oh, yeah, that is fair.
Oh, it's a good roll as well. 25.
25 damage?
Yeah.
Does explosive round do damage to surroundings?
I don't know. All I have down... You invented them, I think. All I have is explosive rounds, brackets 1d6. So I've added 1d6 to that damage, and that is all I know. If it does things to around them, then maybe.
Yeah, it does. It will do that 1d6 damage to the two at the side of him.
I've got 5d6 here. I've put them in a line. Do you want me to roll a dice to see which one it is? Oh, no, you pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
That would be 5 damage.
That's a good amount of damage.
The rolls were 6, 6, 5, 1, 3.
Right, yeah. Dumas, you stand up in the middle of this illusory desk. Dora, you see this. This double-sized dwarf appears in the middle of a desk.
How far away is he?
From no. You?
Oh, it was a Phoenix Knights reference. Obviously, no one got it.
No. Was Phoenix Knights the one with the nightclub somewhere?
Yeah, in Chorley.
Yeah, it's not for me. Anyway, yeah, you see this enormous dwarf arise in the middle of this illusory desk and fire at a crowd of Zamorant on the near side of the barrier, and you see it hit, and it hits pretty precisely between two of its forearms, and you can see the two that are either side of it reel back covered in flames that they managed to pat out. And although that foot soldier still stood, it is definitely looking like it's missing some essential elements. You like that?
I've just never heard grievous wounds be described as your missing essential elements.
It's not inaccurate.
It's the kind of thing you can imagine a surgeon walking in and saying to you after you do.
You're fine, but you're missing some essential elements.
Doctor, why are my feet attached to where my hands should be?
You're missing your hands. We thought you could use them and that the feet were an unessential element. Let's carry on. I bored myself with a stupid bit. Dora, your attack.
I would like to fire Psyblast. Do I see a clump of them together?
There's about four that are probably, I'd say, 30 feet away.
From me?
Yep.
Shit. Okay. And they're kind of clumped together, are they? In a mass?
I wouldn't say in a mass. They're more in a line.
Okay, I'll try and hit the one in the middle.
Yep, sure.
Probably miss. 7.
Yeah, that's not going to hit.
Okay, and then I'm going to bonus action, get the fuck out of there. I run 30 feet away from them, back towards Dumas. And then after I've run 30 feet, I will bonus action, phase shift, another 30 feet.
Okay.
Can I see any cover that I can get behind within that?
You could phase shift behind one of the trees that's nearby.
Okay, I go behind a tree.
Yeah, cool. You lean out and you launch this blast of energy towards the Zamoran line, and the bit section of wrecked vehicle that they're taking cover behind, you watch it get dented in and some bits of glass explode out. And they all look around sort of confused and shocked, and then turn around and they just about see you running, and they lift their rifles to take aim, and then you phase shift and they're left sort of looking around, but now well aware that there was someone behind them.
Good times.
I guess everyone should roll initiative now.
Yay. 14 for me.
14 for HUD.
I got a 15.
22 for Rebook.
Dumas?
With my +3 to Dex, I rolled a 4.
Good work.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
At least you got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first up, fairly evidently, is Rebook. So, Rebook, you are on the inside of this glass-fronted atrium. You can see there's been an explosion. There's been a small bit of kerfuffle off to the right. That's the technical term for it, kerfuffle.
Excellent. Take cover behind a pillar and aim out towards some Zamorans.
So, the ones that are immediately opposite the doorway are the ones that got caught in that explosive round fired by Dumas. There's plenty more stretching out. There's a few dwarves mixed in there.
Brilliant. So the ones that got hit by Dumas earlier, are they still grouped up together?
Yep, they've not moved.
Fantastic. So as a bonus action, I'm going to use a talent, Shrapnel Cloud.
Okay.
If I hit my next shot, or the next hot shot I hit on, rather, because I'm probably going to miss this, knowing my rolls, they take a dex save, and it's 1d10 damage, or half on a success.
Okay.
Because they haven't acted yet, I get initiative as well.
You mean you get advantage on them?
Advantage.
God. Yeah.
Excellent. I needed that because one's a natural one. The other one's a 16 plus 5, so 21.
That'll hit. What kind of damage is this?
That's piercing for the shrapnel cloud.
What kind of damage is it from your shot? That's piercing as well. Don't be silly.
Yes, it's piercing. I'll do the shrapnel cloud first. So that's 7 damage, or I guess 4 on a save.
Okay, and what's the DC for the save?
13.
First one succeeds. Second one fails. Third one fails.
Fantastic. And then the one that I actually shot, so I'm guessing the one in the middle of those.
Yeah.
So that's, 9. Excellent. So that's 12 altogether.
Okay. So you take a shot and you see the bullet impacts and there's this explosion of... It's glistening mist is what I'll call it.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's delightful. It's like the fart cloud from Rick and Morty. Glistening mist. And then as it settles, you can see the one that was missing some essential components is missing a few more. You can see one of its four arms has sort of been tattered. He's hanging limply, but he still stood. The other two are still looking fairly healthsome. They've been better.
Healthsome?
Yeah, helps them. That's why I don't look it up.
Coin it.
Oh, John, should I roll initiative for my drone as well?
I'm going to say it acts on your initiative.
Excellent. So that's kind of followed with me as well, and I guess were there several pillars in this foyer?
There's about four, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to take up behind one of them and then pop out and take a shot at, I'm guessing, the one I've just blown the arm off.
Cool. Go for it.
Oh, that's not great. That's 15.
It does not hit.
Boo. This is a weird situation to be less effective than my drone. Yeah, that's me. That's me, Dim. The drone's going to pop behind the pillow.
Okay. So the dwarves that are in the front line take a mixture of actions. So a lot of them turn around to where this commotion is coming from. So two are going to take shots at the foyer. So they weren't paying enough attention when this started to know exactly where you are. They're going to take shots at the foyer. These bullets start exploding into the column around you, but none of them manage to take hold. There's this massive glass sign over the reception desk behind you, and that just explodes in a shower of glass. And you can hear a lot of the dwarves that are further back hiding in this entranceway start to chatter and gasp and make general upset noises because there are bullets flying in their direction. And Dora, the tree that you are hid behind gets shredded by bullets as well, which essentially reveals that you're there because you kind of, a lot of your cover is taken away, but they still don't quite manage to hit you. And a few of the dwarves, anticipating a potential pronged attack, start firing at the barricade. And you can see one of the dwarves behind the barricade gets taken down. The rest all seem pretty healthy.
Healthsome, please.
They're healthy. They're healthy. The Zamorin are healthsome. Dora, it's now your go.
After I let out a little yelp, be revealed. Can I now make it to the building that Dumas is in?
Yeah, that would take a dash to get there.
Ooh, I don't know about that. Am I currently in, would you say, half the tree's gone? So I'm in what some might call half cover?
Yeah, okay, you can have half cover.
Okay. I'm going to dip out of half cover and lob another side blast straight at the ones that I just fired at.
Okay.
And that is for 14.
14 does not hit.
Ball Sackingtons.
As you see, the dent in the ruined vehicle grows a little bit bigger.
Okay. Is there any other cover nearby?
There's a couple of other trees.
Okay, I'll dip to the next tree if that gives me more cover.
Yeah, I'd say that gives you 3/4 cover.
I'll run to that then.
Okay. Next up, we have HUD.
Okie doke. I'm going to do a rebook and take cover behind one of the pillars. I'm going to, take another shot at the Zamorin, but focusing on the one that's been pretty badly, like he's lost his essentials.
Yeah.
That is a 23.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
Don't make that noise again.
Sorry. Yeah, that'll hit.
Thank you.
I'm going to use a stunt dice to do a double shot. So when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, you can attempt to damage another nearby target. Choose another creature within 5 feet of the original target and within your weapon range. If the original attack roll would hit the second creature, it takes damage equal to the number you roll on your stunt die.
That's pretty cool. Double tap.
So the first one takes 2d8 force damage from my micro cannon.
Oh, micro cannon. Shouldn't have given you that.
Yep. That's 15 points of damage from the micro cannon.
Oh, so you take that shot at the Zamorin that was missing essential components, and the essential components that it still had sort of disperse in a cloud of Zamorin.
Cool.
I was going to get more poetic there, but I lost the train of thought.
Like pulling the wings off of a wasp, but take it to the nth degree.
Yeah, and like they have internal organs, most humanoids do. So like the guy that you are about to shoot as well, you can see like a spleen just splatters across his face, and he's like, oh, grim.
Are they not like ants? Or they turn little organs to like a soup? Because I feel like that would be funnier. It'd be like the world's worst pinata.
Yeah, I'll allow that. That's fine. That's canon now. He gets a mouthful of it because he wasn't expecting it and has to spit out his mate.
Speaking of, that guy then takes... Ah, he only takes 2 damage.
Cool. So as he's spitting that out, you like catch the corner of his mouth with the second shot. And he looks genuinely affronted. As much as an insect creature can, he looks genuine. Like, this has been a bad day for him already.
I mean, it's really impressive that he's able to convey that to me.
Especially at this distance.
You just see him like raise all 4 of his arms. Like, what the f-?
Have I encountered the Daniel Day-Lewis of Dameron?
I feel like you have.
Some expressive mandibles.
You're wasted here, my friend, wasted.
At which point his eyes narrow and he turns again in your direction and he's going to take a shot at you. It misses. He takes a second shot at you. What's your AC?
13.
Yeah, that'll hit. You take... Where does it say what you take? Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm so organized, guys. I was really prepared for this game that I knew.
On the dice, John. It's on the dice.
Oh, that's shit. You take 6 damage as this scorching golden blast strikes into you. You feel it and it hurts.
What a prick.
Yeah, right? And then one of the other ones is going to take a couple of shots at Rebook. I nearly said Philly again. What's your AC, Rebook?
15. Is that affected by the pillar at all?
Yeah, actually. That doesn't help HUD, but it does help you. Again, like just chunks of stone start flying out as this pillar is being severely weakened. It's a good thing there's 4 of them. And then one of the Dameron is taking a shot at Dora.
Bring it.
Dora with plus... You've got 3/4 cover now. So plus 5 to your AC. What's your AC?
Plus 5 to my AC. Oh my God. Currently 17.
That's just about enough. This tree is again just shredded by these gunshots. And you feel like your 3/4 cover is now reduced severely to 1/2 cover. But it has done the job of protecting you.
Nice.
And then you can see a couple of Zamorans start looking at the spot that where that explosive round came from, but all they can see is the desk. And they're like, well, a desk isn't firing at us. That's ridiculous. Yeah, they're not that clever.
Desks are not naturally aggressive.
Desks are not naturally aggressive. They're not known for that.
They've been known to retaliate when provoked, but only if you hit them with your big toe.
Yeah, I know. I've stubbed my toe on a fair few desks.
Yeah, they can't.
They will take a hellish rebuke on you all they like.
Woody rebuke.
Yeah, woody rebuke.
Explosive rounds not in their repertoire.
No. They don't tend to, and they're definitely not preemptive strikers. 2 of the dwarves that are defending the port are taken out in this initial assault by the Zamorin as well.
How did they last this long?
Well, as I said in the last session, as I remember cleanly, crisply through my sober haze, because I listened to it today, there's not really been an intense fight. Like the Zamorin haven't seemed too fussed about killing the dwarves. They're more intent on holding them in.
You did say that, to be fair.
Whereas this, as there is an assault going on, they are shooting at every hostile in sight, it would appear. Then we go to Dumas.
The lay of the land hasn't really changed much, has it?
There's a dead Zamorin.
Excellent. Does anyone group together now? I know that my bullets do that.
I mean, they're all still kind of in a line. Like, there's not many places to go because they're all taking cover.
Grand. Well, I will cock another explosive bullet. I'll fire on someone with someone on each side of him.
Okay.
To try and get most out of my explosive rounds.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
That's 18.
That'll hit.
Yep. Do I get a sneak attack at the moment?
No.
No?
They're aware that there's a fight going on now.
But they think I'm a desk. Okay, that would be... Oh my God, that's awful rolling. So that's 10 damage.
Okay, and which of that is the fire damage?
Pick a number 1 to 3.
1.
2 damage.
Sorry, I picked the wrong number, Tom.
That was the highest roll I made.
Wow. So you take this shot and it engulfs the Zamoran that you were targeting, and you can see some flames bouncing off and hitting a couple of the surrounding Zamoran and one of the dwarves, who managed to fairly quickly pat themselves out. They didn't look much worse for the wear. It looked exciting, but it turned out to be a little disappointing.
Story of my life.
A bit like any Fast and Furious film.
I'm going to use my bonus action to hide.
Yeah, roll a stealth.
Because that is something I can do as a specialist. It's a 16.
Okay. Next, the 7 dwarf. Shit.
No way.
The 7 dwarfs behind the barricade are joined by another 5, bolstering their ranks to 12 dwarves. And now, Disney, you can fuck off.
And it was like vengeful, stabby, shooty.
Yeah. And they take position on their side of the barricade. One of them takes up the gun turret. And they unleash hell on the Zamoran forces.
That was the plan.
And you see 4 of the dwarves and 1 of the Zamoran, one of the ones that was caught in that explosion, Tom, just wiped out by this barrage of fire. Like, you can kind of tell that they've been holding this in for a bit, and they're actually, like, they are truly unleashing hell in a really genuine meaning. They are not fucking about. And then we go back to Reboot's turn.
If I stick my head around what's left of the pillar, can I get a clean shot on dwarves?
There's at least 2 that you can see fairly easily.
I'm going to put my hunter's mark on one of the ones I can see, and then take a shot at that one.
Treat yourself.
I'm probably not going to. That's 14.
14? That'll hit.
Surprising. Okay, and because dwarves are still my preferred quarry, that's an extra D8 from the hunter's mark.
Not sure how I feel about that.
You don't know.
I have been hunting them for a while. I should have changed them to wasp people. But I've not been playing the hunter class very well. Until now, I'm making a conscious effort. So that's 9 damage altogether.
Okay. That hits him. And you can see he takes a step back. He looks carefully towards where the shot came from.
And then I'm going to have the drone fire at the same person as well.
Okay.
Mistra, finish him. 14 again.
That'll hit again.
8 damage.
So across this field of fire that's going both ways, so there's gunshots being fired from your side, gunshots being fired at your side, and through it all, this drone zooms through, ducking and diving, and appears just behind this dwarf that you've been firing at and shoots a short laser beam into the back of his neck, classic droid style, and then zooms back.
Well done, Drone.
Okay, and then the dwarves.
Why don't just do something useful?
I mean, what? Historically, my drones have been the only thing that I've done useful.
I was going to say, drones are historically outstanding.
Oh, right. Oh, no, it's you who never does anything.
Precisely.
Now you're getting it. So the dwarves, one of them takes a shot at you, Rebook, but misses wildly, and the rest turn their attention towards the dwarves that are defending the spaceport, and you see another 2 dwarves fall to this barrage of bullets. Then it's Dora's turn.
So after another scream, after the second tree's gone, ah! Did you say there was a 3rd tree?
There is a 3rd tree, but that is your last tree.
Okay, and am I getting gradually closer to these guys or further away with these trees?
You're getting closer. Like, by the time you reach this 3rd tree, you'll be about 150 feet away from the Dwarven line, 30 feet away from where you were before, which is 30 feet away from the Zamoran line. God, that's confusing.
All right, I'm going to shoot first, ask questions later, but I didn't do that because I just asked you a few questions. I'm going to side blast the same people again. I'm going to hit this time, okay?
All right, if you say.
Yes! 22.
That'll hit.
Right, and it's an improved Psi Blast. The creature I hit, each creature within 10 feet of the target must succeed on a dex saving throw or suffer the wrath of 1d10 psychic damage.
Okay, yeah, there's two that will hit. What's the DC?
13.
They both fail.
Yes. That is a 10.
Nice. Good work.
At some point, I hope it's like Eldritch Blast and you can start adding charisma modifier to the damage.
I couldn't tell you.
So, how far away is the foyer still? Actually.
Now is 90 feet away.
I'm just going to third tree then and hide.
Okay.
Tree is life.
HUD.
Okay, how many Zamorana are left?
You've killed two, so there's 17 that you can see.
Fucking hell.
17.
Settle in, boys.
Okay. How far away from me are they?
About 60 feet.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw an incendiary grenade at the closest one.
Oh, yeah.
So what I've got to do is I've got to succeed on a DC 18 athletics check.
Go for it.
If I manage to make it, it's got to make a DC 14 dexterity saving throw, taking the full damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful.
Is there an area of effect?
Yeah, it's 15 feet.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'm going to use my inspiration, so I've got advantage. Oh, thank God. Yep, that's 18. Bang on.
So they will have to make a DC what? Dexterity save?
14.
One of the dwarves manages to jump out of the way. Oh. But two Zamorana and one dwarf are all caught in this eruption of incendiary flame.
Okay, so they take 6 fire damage each.
Okay.
And then at the end of each of their turns, take an additional 1d8 fire damage. And then they'll keep taking damage. To extinguish the flames, the targets must spend an action and make a successful DC 10 dexterity saving throw. So if they want to fire, then they can take more damage.
Right.
In addition, until the end of my next turn, any creature entering the area of effect suffers 1d6 fire damage.
Okay. That's exciting.
And then I'm going to do an action surge. I'm going to shoot at the nearest Zamorin with my micro cannon.
Okay.
Does a 17 hit?
It does.
That is 16 points of damage.
Oh, damn.
Boom. And that's force damage.
You can tell. So that hits the same one that you threw the grenade at. So he's still on fire and this bolt of forced energy just punches into his chest and you see bits of plating fly off. And much like his former comrade, he's now missing some essential components. Prick.
You can tell he's an actor.
Come on.
But you can't tell he's a good one.
Oh,
wow. Oh shame.
No, that was actually a backhanded compliment. I was just saying that you can't tell you're a good actor, which suggests that you are. It's just not evident by your terrible laughter.
I was hovering over move two, I understand. And that's what stopped me. So thank you, John. No, why am I thanking you? Fuck you.
I was still being nice. Just in a really underhanded sort of mother-in-law's type way. I really hope Ellie's mum doesn't listen to this. Why would she? That's ridiculous.
I mean, I've heard your mother-in-law fucking loves tabletop RPGs.
Specifically sci-fi tabletop RPGs.
And she lives in Korea.
That has got to be the worst your mum joke I've ever heard.
Okay, let's move on. So, Zamorons start taking pot shots. One's going to fire at the suspense builds. Dumas.
Even though I hid.
Yeah, they have a really high perception.
Even though I'm a desk.
Yeah, what's your AC?
Desk worthy. It's not great to start with. How many are shooting at me?
Just one.
Just one. Okay. My AC is only 14.
They miss.
Oh, fun.
I'm rolling like shit tonight, guys, just so you know.
Good, good.
Like, you're in a big old fight, and I think maybe one of you's been hit. Another one's going to take a shot at Rebook.
Here comes the crit.
Oh, one of them hits. One of them certainly hits.
Very palpable hit.
A palpable hit. You take 13 damage.
Oof.
The cover is starting to wear away, and this blast of radiant energy strikes into your arm. One of them takes a shot at Dora. By the way, they're taking two shots each, just so you know. Dora, what's your AC?
Am I in three quarters cover?
Yeah.
22.
Neither of them hit. And one of them takes a shot at HUD. HUD, what's your cover? What's your AC? Sorry, you're in cover as well, I assume.
Yeah, my AC is 13.
Plus 5. You still get hit. You take a hit. And you take 8 points of damage as you're sort of pulling back in from having taken your shot and thrown your grenade. You just get clipped on the shoulder.
Cool.
And the others turn and fire on the dwarves, and one of the dwarves goes down.
How many dwarves are left?
I think there's 9.
Yeah, there's 9 dwarves left maintaining the barricade.
So, John, did all of the Zamaron fire then?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 3 that I hit all take a extra D6 of fire damage because I didn't put out the fire.
Okay, do you want to roll the D6?
Yep. So first one takes 4 points of fire damage. Second one takes 6 points of fire damage. And the third one takes another 6 points of fire damage.
Okay. And they are still on fire. And the thing is,
I appreciate they didn't hit either way, so it's cool. But out of curiosity, do I get any cover from my desk, my like illusory desk?
No.
Okay.
Because even if they hit the desk instead of hitting you, it would go through the desk.
Yeah, it's like more visual cover, but that's cool.
Like a normal desk, really, if you were to shoot it.
Yeah, what is it in like TV shows where people seem to think that like a car will stop a bullet?
Hey.
Everything's bulletproof.
If it's a solid oak desk, the bullet will stop.
No, but you're not...
I don't think a space bullet.
I don't think it would.
I don't think a normal bullet
stops. Well, bear in mind that you're also a distance... Like, point blank, probably not, but like...
Maybe a distance.
Yeah, but isn't it like a wasp laser or something?
Do you know, like, how in TV, though, like, people always take cover behind cars as if a car will stop a fucking bullet. Like, a car will not stop a fucking bullet.
It won't stop a bullet, but it will stop someone being able to aim at you.
Like an illusory desk. Boom. Lawyered.
Goddamn. Shit. If anything, that would give them disadvantage rather than give you a boost to your AC. Let's be honest.
I mean, it missed me either way, so I'm okay, but I just wanted to, like, ask.
Mahogany.
And be a dick about it. Didn't just want to ask.
Just keep saying mahogany, Aaron.
It loses all meaning after a while.
Okay. Dumas, it's now your turn.
You. Okay, so did we ever decide what the mechanic of these phosphorus bullets I bought was? I've got explosive bullets and phosphorus bullets.
They're
now,
like a phosphorus grenade, aren't they? But
I imagine they just burn like shit. That's what phosphorus does, right?
Yeah, it's extreme pest control.
It's why they're a war crime.
I had 3 explosive rounds and 3 phosphorus rounds. I imagine phosphorus rounds just like set shit on fire. Maybe create a bit of smoke. I don't know.
Hang on. I'll look it up. Because again, I didn't just make it up. I got lazy. I stole it from the book.
Phosphorus. This incendiary grenade. It's only the grenade version.
All right. Well, in that case, yes. It does the same thing as the grenade does.
What does the grenade do?
Exactly what Aaron's did, I think.
What, mechanically?
Sorry. This incendiary grenade produces intense heat through an explosive chemical reaction. Sorry, this incendiary bullet. Targets who fail the saving throw take an additional 1d8 fire damage at the end of each of their turns. To extinguish the flames, the target must spend an action and make a successful DC 10 dexterity saving throw.
Okay, cool. I'm going to pick a Zamaron who's not on fire.
Okay.
Wait, no, you know what? No, fuck this. I'm going to stick to character. I'm going to pick a Zamaron who's not. I was going to shoot a dwarf, but just that's Tom. That's not Dumas. I'm going to pick a Zamaron who's not on fire and cock a phosphorus round and shoot him with it.
Go for it.
Cocking a red hot round.
That's an 18.
That'll hit.
What? Okay, so I'm guessing still no sneak attack.
No.
So it's a 10 damage. And then do they have to make a save? Tom, did you say?
Yeah, DC 10 dexterity save.
Oh, that's a success.
Okay. So is it nothing on a save?
I think this. Yeah. Nothing on a save.
Cool.
It's like heat metal, but with a bullet.
No, you know what I'm going to say is it's going to deal the phosphorus damage, so it's going to deal the fire damage, but they aren't caught on fire. So roll another D8.
Okay, cool.
Because like, if a bullet explodes in an incendiary style inside you, it'll do some damage.
I think that seems like a reasonable compromise between it having an area of effect.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just that the Zamaran's insides put out the fire.
Oh god. So it's 10 piercing damage and 6 fire damage.
Heating that soup up. Anything else?
And I will again use my action to hide. Actually, do you know what? I don't need to use my action to hide. I'm gonna use my action to just step back through like 5 feet so I can't be seen anymore.
What, so you're fully behind the desk?
Well, it's now an angle below me. If I step back, like...
Oh, shit, yeah, no, there's all right.
Like, they just can't see me.
You've now got the bottom of the balcony as your cover.
Yeah, there's just building in the way, isn't there?
Yeah, like, they will be shooting at a building if they're shooting.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to do that, and I'm going to use my bonus action to radio Dora. And I'm going to tell Dora... Hey, Dora, can you pass on a message to them dwarves? Tell them to stick the fucking heads down. They're getting murdered out there. Tell them to take cover.
Okay. At this point, Colonel Felcher is going to run up to Hud. He's going to grab you and say, look, I appreciate what you're trying to do here, but we're not going to take them all out. There's no fucking way. We just need to punch a hole. Now, let me and mine join you. Have a bash at them. Try and knock out 50% of their forces. We'll see what we can get through.
All right. I grab my last phosphorus grenade. I put it in his hands. And I say, do what you need to do.
He gives a wink and a chuckle. And he charges forward and pulls the pin and lobs the grenade. And you just hear a cry of, hooray! And you see the 5 other soldiers that were with him all charge forward and start opening fire. And you can immediately tell that these guys are better trained than the ones on the inside of the port.
Is Felcher a Geordie?
He's a weird mix of Scottish and Northern. Leave him alone.
He said Hawaii. He's a Geordie.
Hawaii, man.
It's a Geordie term.
Hawaii, not lads.
And you see 5 dwarves and 3 of the Zamaron just go down to this barrage. So you've now got 13 Zamaron and 15 dwarves holding down the fort. Rebook, you're up in this war zone of plenty.
A war zone of plenty it is. Right, so my bonus action, there's still one of the dwarves from before, isn't there?
Yeah.
Move my hunter's mark over to him. And then I'm going to run out with the other dwarves.
Yep.
Head towards some cover outside the building if there is any. Are there any more trees or anything?
There's a couple, there's not a lot.
Okay, I'll head to one of those. And then I'm going to open fire on that dwarf.
Okay. This will give you half cover, by the way, not a full 3/4.
Better than none. So that's 15.
That'll hit.
Ooh. 13 piercing damage.
Okay, yeah, and he falls to those bullets.
Fantastic. So the drunk... I'm just going to fire with the dwarves and open fire on one of the Zamaran.
Okay.
That's a 12. I'm assuming that's a miss.
It does miss, yes.
Come on, drones.
Stupid drone. Okay, so then the surviving sided dwarves, they all turn around and start firing at the dwarves that are charging. And one of those dwarves falls to this onslaught of fire. Again, you can see that these guys are a little bit better at avoiding attacks. They're a little bit heartier, but this guy is just, he's fully Boromir'd by about five of these opposing dwarves that all open fire at him. Dora.
Okay. Is my third tree destroyed as well from the last barrage?
I think it's doing all right.
Ah, nice. Oh, just stay here then. Yeah, I'll pop out and fire another side blast. Are the same Zamorons still there that I...
Yeah, they're all still there.
Give the same guy.
Go for it.
16.
Yeah, that'll hit, just about.
I'm going to do the same thing again. Improve side blast. So the first one that I hit takes 10 damage. And the two other side of him take 2 damage. Lame.
Lame.
And then I'll just strafe back behind my trusty tree.
Yeah, it's a really weird strafe. Everyone sees it and they're like, that's comfortable.
Like, in what way was it weird?
It was just like, it was like a really awkwardly long lunge.
Oof. I'm lunging.
Hud, your go.
How close am I to the machine gun that's on the dwarf side of the barricade?
You're a very, very long way away from it.
A very, very long way.
You're about 150 feet away from it.
All right, cool. In that case, I'm going to move up with the dwarves then. So how many Zamorin left? Is that 11 we've got left?
No, there's 13 of them left.
Oh, okay. Three of them are still on fire, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot at one of the ones that isn't on fire.
Go for it.
Okay, that is a 24.
That'll hit.
That's 11 points of force damage.
Oof.
I'm going to use my second wind to get myself back a D10 plus. This is a bonus action. D10 plus my warrior level.
Okay.
Is 10 points back.
Lovely stuff. At this point, the Zamorin opened fire, so one's going to take a couple of shots at you, Hud. I think they're both going to hit. There's a 23 and a 15.
Yep, those are both hit.
You take 5 on the first hit and 8 on the second hit. Rebook, one of them is going to take 2 shots at you as well. Bear in mind, you've got +2 to your AC. So there's 11 on the first, 16 on the second.
They both miss. Just about 17 with the cover.
And Dora, one of them is going to take 2 shots at you with your 3/4 cover, so +5 to your AC. That's a 19 on the first and less than that on the second. And I don't think they hit you based on...
Both miss, yeah.
You stupid buffs.
Yeah, I'm such a little bitch character.
And then... two of the dwarven side behind the barricades fall. Dumas, it's now your go.
Oh, wait. Before we go to Dumas, those three that were still on fire, did they shoot this turn or did they try and put themselves out?
They're all shooting. You get the feeling that none of these are reacting to the damage being done to them personally.
Okay. So what, they're not taking any damage or...?
No, they're just not reacting to it.
That's messed up. I guess the first one takes 6 damage.
And that one, you watch it sort of crumple, but where you would expect a normal humanoid to yell out, it just sort of collapses to its knees and falls forward without any sound or real reaction to this horrible death.
That's messed up.
Right.
And then the next one takes 1 point of fire damage, and the last one takes 4 points.
Okay, they continue burning. Gleefully.
Like a disco inferno.
Dumas, you're going.
So no one's going into melee combat at all, are they?
No, this is definitely a ranged fight so far.
I might go next round to stop the Zamorin from shooting more people.
I'm going to pick one of the ones that is on fire. I'm just going to step forward and cock my rifle and shoot with a normal bullet.
Okay, go for it.
That's a 24.
That will hit.
And that is 11 points of damage.
Woof. That was a woof, if you didn't catch that.
I did, Dougie, I did.
And you see there's a buckle in the knee as this Zamorin is hit, but it's fairly swiftly regained. And once again, this is a Zamorin that is missing essential components, but still continuing to fight.
Just out of curiosity, when you say it's missing essential components, is that just a thing you've picked up? Or are you trying to give us a hint that there's something untoward about them staying alive? Like, have we blown it?
Oh, no. What you notice about them is they are resilient, but...
Okay.
They do die.
I just wanted to check you weren't like trying to give us a massive hint.
No. It was just, it was fun to say.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm fine with that. I just wanted to double check.
They're like Dead Space. We have to take off their like limbs first, like arms and legs.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. Like, there's not a specific way of killing them.
It's just a fun thing to say. That's cool.
Yeah, I just enjoy saying they're missing essential components.
Yeah. All right.
I'll find another thing. If it's bugging you, I'll find another way of saying it.
It's not bugging me.
Their life force is depleting.
That's cool. Okay.
But not as rapidly as you would prefer.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just going
to... Can we not use terms like bugging in front of the insect people, please?
Quite frankly, I find it offensive.
Yes.
Did you just assume my species?
Oh, man. Excellent referencing. Yeah, I'm just going to step back.
Whoa now. Step back.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That was Dumas. Now the dwarves have another go. So the seven remaining dwarves... For fuck's sake, why did you go back to seven?
Not again.
One falls asleep at the gun turret. No, the seven remaining dwarves continue firing. And you see another two Zamorin go down.
Giggity.
All right.
Are they getting in these mechs at all and doing anything there?
Yeah, the mechs are joining in.
Oh, nice.
And six of the Zamorin-sided dwarves fall as well. And at this point, you see Colonel Felcher just turn around and yell in the direction of the building, "No!" And 115 of the dwarven civilians start charging out. As you can see, like, they are in full view of absolutely everyone, but based on Felcher's plan, it was more of a, let's get as many as we can through, there's going to be some casualties. So they start running.
Away, indeed.
Away.
Unacceptable!
Rebook, you'll go.
I'm going to keep the fire on these dwarves and Zamorons while the other ones try and get away. Are there any more dwarves I can move up and see?
Dwarves that you can target?
Baddie dwarves.
There's 9 dwarves left.
Oh, we need to get 2 down, guys. So I'm going to move up into range of one of them. Again, bonus action, move over the hunter's mark to this guy.
Cool.
And attack on him with a 19 altogether.
That'll hit.
11 piercing damage.
Nice.
Again, I'm going to have the drone fire at the same person.
Yeah, so you just step out from behind this tree, lift your rifle, and take a couple of shots at this dwarf, and you see him gets clipped a couple of times, stepping back, again with that sort of blank expression, and your drone flies out. And what does your drone do?
Probably misses, if we're going off the past few rolls. Oh, no, that's 24.
Yeah, that'll hit.
5 damage.
And you see this shot strike into the collarbone of this dwarf. And you can see the collarbone break. You can actually see the edge of the bone, but this dwarf is just carrying on. Like, that arm drops limp, but the other arm is still holding onto the rifle as he's continuing to fire. It's all a little bit weird.
This is very strange.
So, as one, the dwarves all turn and start firing at the dwarves trying to get through. And you can see about 5 of the 115 remaining fall. As you estimate it, they've got another 2 rounds to get through. That's not the way you would estimate it in real life. I'm actually just telling you it's going to take them two rounds to dash. HUD, you'll go.
Okay, I want to... You know that scene from like Lord of the Rings, Helm's Deep, where like Gimli sort of runs off of like the side of a wall and just like dunks his way into a load of Uruk-hai?
Just think about your audience here. Do we know that scene?
Yeah.
No, I can't picture what you mean.
What is this, Lord of the Rings?
Can you describe it in a sci-fi setting?
So, a bunch of hobbits in space have to find a ring in space.
Okay.
And that ring is evil in space. And then they have to take it to a volcano, which is also in space, and drop that ring into that volcano. Both the ring and the volcano are in space.
I think you mean a space cano.
You're describing the start of Scientology.
Okay, yeah, what are you doing?
So I want to charge, but I want to get into combat with as many Zamaron as I can. So I want to charge into in a way where I'm literally just sort of like just fucking bodying a bunch of dudes. And ideally, if I can make an intimidation check to get their attention onto me rather than the dwarves who are filing out the foyer.
Yeah, I think you can engage probably about three of them.
Can I get the attention of more?
What are you doing to try and get their attention specifically?
I guess I sort of scream, fuck the queen, B. And then I charge.
Nice. Okay.
For listeners at home, Mike has shared a gif of Leonardo DiCaprio as the incomparable Monsieur Candy in Django Unchained, saying that bit where he says, you know, about the curiosity.
And you have my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
Yeah, he could tell you he's not an actor, right?
Yeah.
Fuck
Get
you.
Fucked! What comes around goes around, John.
You can't tell he's a good one.
Yeah, like, what I said was a backhanded compliment. What you said was a downright fuck you.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Right, kill Dora. Good to know.
No, that's not how this works.
Yes, it is. It's exactly how it works.
Welcome to the Thunder Dome.
Who's DMing in season 3?
Me. I think it's Aaron.
Oh, yeah. You won't kill me, will you, Aaron?
I might.
We're a long way off. We are a long way off season 3. Fuck you. Sit down. You got at least another 3 characters for me to kill.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, where were we? Oh, yeah, Aaron, you're getting their attention. What are you up to?
I'll roll an intimidation check, I guess.
Yeah.
That is an 18.
Gosh.
I don't have any bonuses. It's just that's the roll.
Yeah, all right.
I shout, fuck your abstract alien civilization. And I throw myself into combat with them. And I guess I shove my forearm blade into one of their faces.
Bold move. Go for it. I'm going to give you advantage on that because of your impressive intimidation as well.
Cool. That is a 19 then with advantage.
That'll hit.
Okay, that is 7 points of damage. So I sort of like just shove my forearm blade into one of the Zamorin's thoraxes.
Yeah, so you do that and like you can feel it kind of skid off the thorax a little bit, but it does manage to penetrate and dig in. But there's something about it that's just very unsatisfying.
Mm. Like a fleshlight.
What?
Exactly like a fleshlight.
Between this and the chat, it's taking a turn.
Like, if you're trying to trim a toenail, but you just sort of scratch the surface.
So exactly like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdly, I preferred the fleshlight analogy.
Is mine not relatable?
I mean, you're talking to the fleshlight guy, I don't know.
Basically, it's just that you can tell it hurts and it makes you wince to think about it, but it didn't seem to do as much damage as you hoped.
It doesn't make me wince to think about it. I hate fucking wasps. They can suck a dick. They've ruined every picnic I've been on.
I have no response to that.
Yeah, thought not. Fucking wasps.
Now it's their turn. And 3 of them are going to attack you. 2 attacks each. 16 and a 15.
They both hit.
but I'm going to use a stunt. It's called parry. When hit with a weapon attack, you can use your reaction to add the number rolled on your stunt dice to your AC for the coming attack. If the attack still hits, I take half damage from it. Oh, for fuck's sake. So yeah, my AC is now 14, so they both hit, but I take half damage from one of them.
I'll give you half damage for both because this is mean. And not fun. Like, if you just get killed, it's not fun.
How is your AC 14? Did you roll zero on your dice?
No, my normal AC is 13.
Oh, okay.
So you take 5 and then another 6 damage, so 11 damage.
Okay.
That was the first attacker. Second one, an 11 and a 12 miss. And a 12 and a 25. Ooh. And the 25 does 13 damage.
Ooh.
You draw the attention of all these Zamorons, and they lay into you. And at this point, you notice that they don't have two weapons. Their blade and their rifle are the same thing. Mm. So they just swipe at you, and it has just a sharp edge towards the lower part of the rifle, which... The remaining 6 all take shots at the dwarves that are charging through, and you see another 6 dwarves just get mowed down by this onslaught. The rest of you are all relieved to find that no one shoots at you.
Aw, man.
I take personal sadness that fellow dwarves are getting mowed down. We're an endangered species, don't know.
I just screamed at them to shoot me for no reason.
And I was on board with that plan.
And yet, you're about 100 feet away, cowering behind a fake desk.
No, to be fair to him, he's cowering behind a building point.
Thank you.
Which has a fake desk in it.
I feel like we can disperse with the fake desk now.
That's up to you. It's your minor image. I mean, illusory point.
My illusion, Michael. My illusions.
Tricks is the thing whores do for money. Dumas, it's now your go.
We can disperse with the fake desk.
Does that take an action?
It does not.
Please no.
All right, go ahead. The desk disappears. And one of the Zamorans that were down on the ground floor firing was like, wait, that wasn't a real desk?
His whole world has been turned upside down, ladies.
He takes 2 points of psychic damage. And you know what? I'm not just joking about that. I'm marking that down. Carry on.
Oh, all my damage has been psychic, but...
Yeah, I know. I've been well aware that your damage is not piercing or slashing or...
Oh, wait. So that means that they take half damage to slashing and piercing.
Among others. Like, you've seen enough of this fight to pick that up. Also, that whole toenail weird conversation we had.
Fleshlight.
Yeah, sure.
Toenail in a fleshlight. Name of my memoir.
What are you doing on your turn? Hang on, is it your turn? No, it's Domus's turn.
It'd be awful finding a toenail in your fleshlight.
Why do you think I'm so angry at the wasps?
Oh, God.
Imagine finding a wasp in your fleshlight.
Imagine finding a hive.
Oh, man. We're ruining fleshlights. Okay, I'm just gonna shoot at one of the ones who is stood next to Aaron.
Okay. Do you have a sneak attack with this one?
Yeah, I do. It's a 23.
That'll hit.
Yay. Oh, that's awful. That's just mediocre, actually. It's probably about
middling.
Middling, fair to middling. That's 14 points of damage.
That's good, dude. That's a good hit. A fine hit. He braces himself a little bit hard as this bullet strikes into his shoulder. And then he pushes himself off and Hud, you're a little bit like, oh, personal space.
Did we surreptitiously miss my get?
No.
Yeah, I think you might have done. Because I remember you having a go before me because you're going before me, aren't you, Mike?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. All right, fine. Do what you want.
Well, just give me 2 goes next time around if you want. What do you want to do?
I mean, it's just going to be 2 misses with a side blast.
All right, Tom.
Why don't you imagine that you missed the side blast?
I'm just reveling in the fact that I'm doing quite well with my shooting this time. Yeah. It's just my drone that's fucking up. It's normally the opposite.
No, Mike, do Dora's thing now.
Okay. Well, is Dumas' go ended? Is he over?
I don't know. Tom, are you done?
I'll step back again so I can't be shot.
All right.
Wow. Well, your fellow dwarves die.
Him dying doesn't help them.
True that.
Okay. What can I see, John?
This is what you see looking right to left. Furthest right, you see the car that you were hiding behind before the fight started. To the left of that, you can see a truck that there are four Zamorin soldiers and three dead dwarves behind. Left of that, you see a stream of dwarves running into the port. And you can sort of make out beyond that that there are more Zamorin and dwarven soldiers, as well as your side fighting. Like, beyond the dwarves is a bit of a mess. You can't really make it out, but there's fighting happening.
And these Zamorin soldiers are next to a truck of some kind, you say?
Yeah, it's a ruined truck.
Oh, ruined. Okay. Are those the ones that were attacking Hood?
No, they're the ones that were attacking you. You cannot see any of your fellow party members.
Oh, shit. They're still alive.
Yeah, you've not killed them. They're fine. I mean, they're okay.
Are the ones who were on fire, are they still alive?
No, they're dead.
Okay.
We're down to 9 Zamorin foot soldiers that you can see.
Okay, I'm going to... Yeah, I've hit 3 of them twice, right?
Yeah.
The one that I've not hit yet, I am going to do a propelled shot on him.
What are you using?
What's around? Preferably some kind of, like, horrible-looking jagged concrete block.
There's none of them around. There's plenty of chunks of tree.
Oh, yes. Tree is life. Tree is my friend. Is there a particularly nasty-looking shard of tree?
Yeah, there's, like, a pretty twisted-looking branch that's got a real jagged point at the end of it.
Like a stake.
Yeah. Looks all right. Straight out of the thing with the headless
cop.
Fuck, what is it? Of Christopher what? Walken, Headless Horseman.
Wow, Sleepy Hollow.
Straight out of Sleepy Hollow.
He never even spoke during the entire film.
And yet he's the most memorable actor in it.
What? You know.
And he had no head. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fire that at him. You levitate and hurl the object in a straight line up to 90 feet in the direction you choose, stopping early if it impacts with a solid surface, obviously, to strike a creature. So you have to make a dex saving throw. 13 on a failed save, the object strikes the target, then falls to the floor. In either case, both the object and the creature or solid surface take 3d8 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, he fails that.
6, 6. And another 6. Holy shit. That's 18 points of damage.
Yeah, so this strikes into him, and you can see, like, it splinters into him, and there is a huge chunk of tree sticking out of him. And he takes a good few steps back, and he steps forward again, kind of hindered by this bit of tree sticking out of him.
Let me dip behind the tree.
Okay. At that point, the dwarves on your side unleash hell again, and you see one Zamorin soldier fall, and 4 more of the dwarves fall, leaving just 5 of them. And you get the feeling that there is enough of an opening for a lot of the civilians to get through. And then we go back to Rebook.
I'm going to try and keep the pressure on these bad dwarves and keep the fire off the good ones that are running away.
I'm glad you clarified. I was worried that you'd start shooting the good dwarves. And
I could get indiscriminate at this stage.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a character growth. Yes, I'm going to move up. Is there anywhere I can run to that's a bit more cover them in the open?
Not at all.
Excellent. I'm just going to charge forward them.
How far forward? Are you charging into melee combat?
Oh, God, no. Not brave enough for that.
In that case, you're probably best off strafing awkwardly.
Serpentine.
I'm going to zigzag, see if that helps at all.
Come on, Rickon, serpentine.
Fuck's sake, Rickon. How did you not see this coming? Literally half an inch to the side, you'd be fine. That's exaggerating a little
bit. Yeah, half an inch is a bit much.
Half a foot, though. Like, just one step to the side, you'd be fine.
I'm going to sidestep a foot. It looks silly.
It does look silly. Hopefully you look a little bit like a tit. The only person that could genuinely pull this off is HUD.
Oh, guys.
Right, I'm going to, again, move my hunter's mark to the nearest.
Go for it.
And miss with an 8.
Yeah, that doesn't hit. It's really awkward. It's embarrassing for everyone.
My drone's going to run up and, or fly up, right, and attempt to attack one of them in the face with a blade.
The same one?
The same one, yeah. With a 14.
That'll hit.
5 slashing.
Okay. So describe how it does its melee combat.
I guess it's just going to do a flyby and, like, razor blade its face, give him a bit of a Chelsea smile.
Is it like it sticks out a couple of blades and spins, or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say so. It's like, if we're going for the batteries not included, look, it's that, but it starts spinning around with sharp blades flying off the side.
Okay, it does that, and it's fucking gruesome, and it, like, you get the chance to smile in the first strike, but then the next blade goes through the eye, and there's a blade through the side of the neck, and then there's a blade through the side of his wrist as he's lifting his hands to block himself. Is this too gruesome? Am I going too far?
No, I'm enjoying the visual imagery.
It gets properly torn up, and you can just see blood flying out everywhere. And there's not quite screams, because these dwarves aren't screaming when they're dying. There's a sound of response to this. It's like a, It's like a cheap video game from the early 90s.
It's even more upsetting.
Yeah, like, it's not painful. It's more like if you're bumping into him, which it lends a very uneasy sort of level to this brutal killing. But he does die, is, I guess, the full stop to that.
Great.
You don't know what to do with it, but it's happened.
Was enough blood kicked up into the air to obscure the crowd running away?
Not at all. There's 4 dwarves remaining, and they continue to take pot shots into the crowd. And you see another 2 of the dwarves fall to this as they continue sprinting through this onslaught. Next up, Dora the Explorer.
Are you sure you don't want to just skip me and do me later?
No. Put on your go-go boots. Put on your go-go boots and go.
Okay. Let me dip out and fire a Psy Blast.
How imaginative.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fucking warlock.
Rinse and repeat. Okay, do you know what? Just for that, I'm going to fire another propelled shot using another bit of twig.
Yeah, there's more twig.
There's more twig at the same person. So please make a dex saving throw 13.
That's a fail. That's a big old fail.
Fantabulous. 18 points of damage again.
He's still not dead, but he takes another step back as this other bit of tree strikes into him. And he's most definitely hindered in any movement as these 2 sort of bits intersect him, and he can't really turn more than about 20 degrees in any direction without taking the effort to remove these bits of tree that he's worried removing might kill him.
I'm going to nip back behind the tree to radio to do that and just say, right, mate, I think it's time to get involved in the fray. Next round, I'm going to go in and fight these guys if you want to join me. All right.
HUD, your go. Unless Dumas wants to respond to that specifically right just now.
No, I'm nodding and agreeing.
Considering.
Thinking, mulling, pondering.
More synonyms. More synonyms.
Wanking.
That's we're done now. That's all the synonyms.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. No, you won it. You finished the set, the trio.
I did finish.
Yeah, that.
It's too much information.
Or was it just enough?
Have the dwarves made it to the barrier then?
No, they've not.
Okay, in that case, I am going to use my lead shot feat to shoot one of the Zamaron I'm in combat with. So I don't have any disadvantage with a ranged attack within 5 feet.
Yeah, you never have disadvantage within melee combat. I know this. It was Jefferson's defining feature.
Oh, Jefferson. So that is a 25 non-natural and 12 points of damage.
Yeah, he takes a big old hit. You can see a huge chunk of his face flies off and sort of lands on one of his neighboring Zamaron soldiers. And you can see bits of the inside of his head just dripping away. But he's still there, stood, stumbling a little bit, but going strong.
Okay. Then can I try and do like an acrobatics check to like basically sort of like move away from the combat?
That would be another action.
Yeah, I'll just stay in combat then.
Roger.
Stop it.
What?
Stop saying Roger or Dodger or Roger Roger. Any type of Roger, please.
I didn't say Dodger, it's fine, shut up. Then it's the Zamorans' turn. Three of them are going to attack HUD. The only one that's going to hit there is a 16.
Okay, I'm going to use my last stunt dice to do another parry. Add the stunt dice to my AC. Come on. 3. Yes! My AC is now 17.
Nice. Is that for the rest of the turn?
Just against that one.
Okay. Next attack. One of them hits.
Oh, no.
6 damage.
Ah. Still just up, I'm on 3.
Yeah, then the last one attacks. Swinging his Quethket rifle at you twice. Again, one of them hits. Dealing 12 damage.
Okay, I'm down.
I mean, that's still impressive. That was like 12 attacks that you managed to survive. Other Zamaron. So, one of them is going to take 2 attacks at Dora. They are both not enough to hit. They're both 15s.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. And the others are going to all let loose.
The dogs of war?
Yeah, sure. And you watch another 10 of the dwarven civilians charging through get taken down. Dumas, your turn.
So no one's in melee now, are they?
Reebok's drone is near melee.
They just sliced someone's face open, but I don't know how far the other dwarves away were.
They're from. All, like, again, it's a fairly close cluster.
I'll take a shot at the one near Reebok's drone.
Yep.
Is that by any chance one of the ones near Hood?
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I want to attack someone near Hood because I feel like I should.
Yeah, sorry. It's not a dwarf at all. It's a Zamaron that he's near melee with. It's a very confusing map that I've drawn. I'm going to take a photo of this shit. It's baffling.
I'm guessing I can't burst fire without hitting Hood?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. So I'll just fire at the one which is next to the drone.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's a 24.
That'll hit.
Superb. And that is... Oh, finally good rolls. That's 25 points of damage.
Holy shit. Yeah, that'll kill him. He's dead. He's done.
Pew, pew, pew.
His head just explodes as this single bullet strikes through. There's a slight thunk as it lands in the side of the vehicle that he was originally taking cover from as part of the barricade against the port. That was an unnecessary detail. I don't know how to...
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Okay, cool. Thunk.
Get a load of Barry Pepper over here.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to use my bonus action to dash, and I'm going to pick up my rifle, and I'm going to head to the stairwell, and I'm going to get as far down the building as I can with a dash action.
It's going to take you a while.
I appreciate that. As I'm running a radio door, and as I said, I'm on my way.
Love that, mate. Let's go.
Dwarven style, the dwarves, they're loose again, carrying on forward, but actually this time they are moving towards the port rather than towards straight towards the barricade. So they sort of form a flanking maneuver, the escaping dwarves, which you get the feeling is going to protect them a little bit. And you watch another single Zamoran foot soldier fall, and the last of the dwarven foot soldiers die in this barrage of bullets that's coming from both the escorting soldiers on your side and two mechs and the remaining seven dwarves and their turret on the other side. Rebook.
How many are still alive around Hood at the moment?
Two of them.
How far away am I?
About 10, 20 feet.
I'm going to charge in then, switching my rifle for my short blades.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus action to move my hunter's mark again over to the nearest one of the Zamorans and make an attack at that.
Go for it.
That's a 21.
That'll hit.
So that's 6 slashing damage.
Okay, you run up and you swipe. It's kind of like scratching the edge of a candle. It parts, but it doesn't look like it's going to fall apart anytime soon. Was that a good metaphor?
That's an interesting metaphor. I like it.
Like if you scratch your nail along the edge of a candle.
Yeah, like stabbing hot wax. It's going to fill itself in.
Yeah.
Right. All my attacks are worthless. Fantastic. I'm going to get Drone into joining on that as well and attack the other one.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. That's a 22.
That'll hit.
8 slashing damage.
Okay, and a similar sort of thing happens. Like, he is hurt. Both of these Zamoran are not faring well, but they're not.
They're not taking a shit ton of damage from this.
This damage is hurting, but in a limited sort of fashion. Dora, it's now your go.
As the line of dwarves passed, can I see Hood and Rebook?
The majority of them have passed. You can see easily through to the other side.
So I can see Hood, 2 Zamorans, and Rebook left on that side.
Yeah.
How far away is Hood from me?
I'd say he's about 50 feet from you.
All right. I'm going to send out my field salve. Salty's getting off my back. He's buzzing. And hopefully that will distract the wasps also. And he's going to buzz over to Hood and Rebook and give them a field salve.
Treat them.
Is anybody else nearby that's taken damage that's an ally, like Felcher or whatever his name is?
Felcher seems fine. A couple of the dwarves that are on your side seem to have taken a fair few chunks of damage.
Okay, so 3 creatures of your choice that you can see within range. 1d4, which is 2, plus my forging ability modifier, which is another 2. So you all regain 4 hit points. So that's Hood, Rebook, and one of the dwarves nearby to them.
I'm back, baby.
And then I'm going to peek out from behind the tree as a bonus action. And I'm going to flick a cheeky little middle finger to the 4 Zamoran in front of me. And then go back behind the tree.
Delightful. Hud, you're up. And you are back up on your feet. You're lying down still.
I'm going to stay prone, but I'm just going to shoot up at one of the Zamoran.
Okay.
That's a 17. Does that hit?
Yeah, it does hit.
Okay, and that is 16 points of force damage.
Oh, and you just blast him off his feet. He is absolutely destroyed by that shot. So you sort of blink your eyes open, and you can see Rebook has just scratched one of the Zamoran stood over you, and his droid has just had a bash at the other one, and you stand up looking at the one that the droid had a bash at, and just blast this shot that absolutely annihilates the entirety of the center of his thorax, and the rest of the figure just drops.
Shredded.
Shredded.
So there's just one left now.
Stood over you, yeah.
Can I try and, like, sort of use my movement to sort of roll away?
You can. It will get an opportunity attack against you.
I'll just stand up then.
You stand up triumphantly.
Ta-da!
At the end of your turn, so you remember there was a patrol of three Zamoran soldiers charging down the street.
Ah, shit.
On the other side of the barricade, and they start firing towards the remaining civilians that are coming through. And another four go down. And you can see this crowd of civilians is starting to thin out as they're either escaping or being mowed down. There is a trail of bodies. And the one that's engaged with Rebook and HUD takes a swing at Rebook and misses wildly, losing grip of his rifle.
That's what I like to hear.
Should have been using that dice a little bit more. It flies over your head. And where you would expect to panic, you just see this creature sort of double down and brace itself for charging you. The four that are still on Dora's side of the fight, two of them turn and fire into the crowd, taking out another two of the escaping dwarves, but still only take out two of the dwarves. And the last one takes a couple of shots at Dora, one of them being a 25.
Oh, the first hit.
Deals 5 damage to you. You got off light. Then we move on to Dumas.
I'm just going to dash action again and take it down the stairs.
At this point, you managed to reach the entrance to the building.
Brill. That's about all I can do.
Roger.
Stop saying
Didn't
that.
Say Dodger. It's fine. It's still not great, but it's not as bad.
You have a problem.
I really
Who
do.
Is Roger?
Who's Dodger?
He's my friend that none of you can meet. Fuck off. Not an important question for now. So the escorting and defending dwarves carry on. Oh, that's a good round for them. They take out 4 of the Zamoran. So the one that's remaining in combat with HUD and Rebook is just destroyed. And 3 of the 4 that are on the side with Dora are also very, very upset by being killed. The one remaining has got 2 large chunks of tree in him. There's still 3 charging down the street towards the final escaping refugees and cutting off your escape. And that's the end of that story. We get back to Rebook.
How are you doing, Hud?
I am on 4 hit points, but I'll live. Let's just get moving and hammer these ones that are running down the corridor.
Cool. Before I start moving, I'm going to use Mend on you.
Oh, thanks.
5 hit points back.
You. Thank you, dude.
I nod at Hood and start running towards the friendly dwarves in the entrance to the spaceport.
Right.
And I'm going to get my drone to... Are there any more Zamoran within range?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to just fire a blade at one of them.
Okay.
24.
That'll hit.
That's 8 slashing damage.
Okay, you see this blade collide with one of the Zamoran that's running down the street, who barely seems to notice it, and carries on running.
And then the drone's going to move to fly alongside me.
So are you running to join the stream of refugees running through?
Yeah, I'm assuming we're legging it inside the building now.
Right. Dora, your go.
How far away is this last Zamoran?
About 40 feet.
I'm going to step out from the side of the tree and run at him. And as I'm running, I'm going to unsheathe my double-bladed sword. And I'm going to shout, "Nobody makes me bleed my own blood!" And I'm going to, at the last second, at 30 feet, phase shift just behind him and take a swipe and try and cut off his head.
I'm going to give you advantage on that. That's brilliant. Love it.
60.
Yeah, you hit.
Okay, so that's 2d8 on this double-edged sword. 11 plus 3, 14 points of slashing damage.
Yeah, that's enough. You appear behind him and just cut him in two.
Then I go, hello, you cunt.
Okay, cool. Good. Okay, good. Yeah, that one's dead. Another one bites the dust. And looking around, you can see that the ground is just littered with bodies from both sides. It is a bit brutal. Hud, you'll go.
Okay, I'm also going to move towards the dwarf barrier, and I'm going to take a shot at the patrol with my micro cannon.
Any in particular that you're firing around there? There's three of them.
The one that Rebook managed to damage.
Yeah!
Finally got a critical.
Crit.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Crit. Adelphia.
26 damage.
It takes a big step back. You've shot clean off two of its arms, and there's a gap missing in its torso. It's so creepy that it's still coming, but these are definitely hardy creatures.
I hate these things. I don't know about you guys.
And they keep coming, and one of them is going to take a shot at you. You take 4 damage.
Ooh, okay.
Next shot is going to be a Rebook. That's a 14 to hit.
That just misses.
Okay, and the last two shots are into the crowd. 2 more go down. Dumas, you are about 150 feet away from the entrance to the Dwarven Barricade.
So if I sprint across the lobby to the entrance of the building,
yep.
Once I get out of the entrance to the building, what can I see?
You can see the plaza littered with bodies, Dwarven, Zamaron, predominantly Dwarven, in fact, only Dwarven and Zamaron. And then there's a line of vehicles that have been set up as a barricade. Then there's a gap, and then there's a line of crates and vehicles that have been set up as a second barricade.
Okay, so I can't see any Zamaron.
No, the only Zamaron are in the gap between the two barricades.
I guess I'll dash then. I'll make my way over to the port entrance.
Okay, you managed to reach the Zamaron barrier, so it'll be another turn before you manage to dash through. You're on your way.
Cool.
Has he run past me? Or is it...
He's about even with you now.
Oh, nice. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're enlarged. Doesn't that give you a boost to your speed?
No.
We leave on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I don't even know what's going on.
It's kind of a cliffhanger. Basically, you all just need to run through the doorway.
Dude, no, don't strategize my character. I might want to fuck up.